34.
I remember times in my life that I just needed to step back and breathe.
Charles spent some time gathering a couple of sturdy logs from the forest around the cabin. Using the player auction house, he tentatively purchased a level 1 woodworking kit, black paint, and a shovel for a few coppers. While he didn't feel confident in using the complicated bidding features of the auction house, he felt remarkably comfortable in hitting a big screen Buy Now button. For several hours, Charles struggled with making his Keep Out sign. By the time he was done, the sun was setting and a sign that looked appropriate for a kid's treehouse was being planted at the edge of the yard.
Now to see how comfortable that new bed is.
The barest hint of a smile lit his face as Charles curled up underneath a plush blanket. Even though his sleep felt deep, or maybe despite it being a deep sleep, Charles was awakened several times that night. The first time, the sound of wolves baying and rats squealing startled him so badly he sat right up without realizing why until he heard it again. The second, a knocking at the door, brought him groggily to see who it was. It turned out to be a very ugly green child with pointed ears and sharp teeth that wanted to play in his cellar. Charles agreed solely on the condition that they stay very quiet and returned to bed. The final and last time Charles awoke was due to the return of the banshee. It floated right through his room and hovered over him. The creepy feeling of being watched convinced him that it was time to wake up for good. In that early morning, Charles made his way to the kitchen to cook. He hadn't cooked in years, since machines would do that for him now, and before then his wife did most of the cooking. So it only took him 4 eggs ruined to get the 5th one right. Charles felt a little proud and believed he could do it again without the learning curve. Charles was just turning around with a fried egg on a plate when the banshee floated through the wall and startled him into dropping it.
"What are you doing, woman?"
he seethed after several strong curse words. The woman looked depressed. She opened her mouth as if to say something a few different times before Charles's irritation won out.
"Just spit it out, and stand over there if you aren't going to clean up this mess."
Charles picked up the pieces of plate and egg, placing them on the counter.
"After I evolved, I left this place. I was stuck here so long I wanted to see the world. But I realize I have nowhere to go," she said pitifully.
Charles stopped what he was doing and looked at her. Really looked at her. He'd seen her before, but he hadn't paid attention. The transparent woman looked to be all skin and bones, with the ghostly remnants of a cheap peasant's dress hanging loosely. She leaned to her left, and her shoulder and rib bones looked broken. Her pale face was covered in long, dark hair that floated as if underwater, and the one eye he could see appeared bloodshot.
"She's a person in need of someone."
Charles could recall several folks he knew giving that same impression. The impression that something they've gone through left them feeling broken on the inside. He knew he'd felt like that when his wife passed.
"Okay, but..."
Charles ignored the hopeful look that appeared on her face as he continued to speak.
"You gotta stay quiet. There's already too many folks around here flapping their gums, and I can't get no peace when I want it."
"Thank you. You won't regret it," she said happily.
"Now, can you cook?"
After a much fuller breakfast, he decided it was time to call his granddaughter. Even if she didn't pick up, he'd leave a message. He considered giving her more space. After all, it was still only hours since they talked. But in the end, his impatience won out. He wanted to talk to her. He had a reason.
"That was enough."
But she didn't answer, which was okay.
"Just thinking of you,"
was all he left. That was when he decided to call his eldest son, too.
"Already called the other two, might as well call him."
His eldest son had grown up to be an engineer. It had done something to his brain, and now he couldn't help himself but be constantly technically specific. It was an irritating quirk, like a bad accent. But Charles loved him all the same. He just didn't ask him any questions about fixing things around his home anymore.
The cabin is ready. Well, ready enough. It's about time to see if I can get some family to come over.